Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Good morning. Good to be here. I've turned 31 this year for the second time. And I just learned a new word this morning, Fandango. I can't wait to use it. I remember one time Pastor Colin spoke here, and he spoke on what focus should be in our life, and he used the word focus in the plural, and he said, foci. I had never heard that, but when I went to Germany, I couldn't wait to use that one. And the sure enough, the plural for focus in Germany is... in German is Foki. So I used that one, and even the Germans didn't know it. There was a German teacher in the crowd, and he didn't even know that word. So I felt like a king. So I can't wait to use Fandango. Wow. Anyway, it's great to be here, and we consider ourselves to be a part of the Kingdom Faith family. We were here for 3 years. We've known Colin and Caroline and Clive and Jane for years, but we were privileged to be a part here for 3 years. It was three wonderful years in our lives where we came here, and we found a safe haven for us to just move forward, and God called us back to Germany, and that's where we are now. And we're seeing the faithfulness of God in Germany. But we're always happy and privileged to come back here twice a year, teach at the Rafi, teach in the school, and also to be involved in various churches here in the UK, Kingdom Faith churches. So it's good to be here. And turn with me in your Bible to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. And starting with verse 5, all the days that Adam lived were 930 years and he died. Imagine living 930 years. Imagine having a midlife crisis at 500. That's amazing, you know, 500. I just don't know if what I've been giving my life for the last 500 years is really worth it. Man, if you don't know by 500 years, you'll never know it. But if you read on in this chapter, it reads about as exciting as a telephone book. It's just people, they lived, they had children, and they died. And they lived for hundreds of years. And nothing much is said about them except for that they lived, had children, and died. And I believe that the reason that the Holy Spirit, who inspired the writing of this book, put this in such a mundane, monotonous way is because he wants a certain verse to pop out of the page and glare at us. And that you find in verse 24. And it says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. This is the difference between just living a life or just existing in life and real life, and that is walking with God. I'm not the most brilliant person in the world, but one thing I do know is what we sang this morning, God is good. I know that in the depths of my being. There's nothing and no one that could ever convince me otherwise. I know that God is good. I know that his heart is good. I know that everything about him is good. I know that that every thought that he has is good. I know that he loves people. And that he desires for people to do more than just exist. He desires that we walk with him. When he created man, he didn't create us to be his eternal slaves. He created us to be his eternal companions. In fact, when God created us, I believe that in the very beginning, when God announces his purpose to create us in his image, he says, let us make man in our image. I don't believe he said that in some boring kind of way. What I hear when I read that is that now is the time for what I have had in my heart for all eternity to come to pass, and that was to create man. To create humanity. And for the purpose of knowing real life, for the purpose of walking with God, for the purpose of coming into his very family and being a part of the family of God, being a son and a daughter of the Most High God. That's why he created us. He didn't create us to put us under his feet. He didn't create us so that because he needed some servants. He created us for a relationship with him. That's what it means to walk with God. It means to have a relationship with him. And the prophet said, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? So this is another thing that I've learned in my years of my walk with God. In the very beginning, God said to me, Mike, you and I are not compatible. And one of us has to change. This is how God speaks to me. He kind of just sneaks up on me. One of us has to change, and I am the Lord that changes not. So like I said, I'm not the brightest person in the world, but I got that one. In order to walk with God, you have to be in agreement with him, and he is not going to compromise who he is. He is not going to change who he is because, here's the clue, he is perfect. So why should you change if you're perfect? I remember talking to somebody one time, and a student in Germany, and sharing the gospel with them. And this girl said to me, the Bible says that God is love. Is that right? And I said, yes, it is. And she said, how I understand love is that it is the choice, it's the choice for the highest good of the other. I said, that's a very good definition of love. And she said, and if God is love, how can he say, put me first? And I don't know what you would have said, but I just said to this person, when God says, put me first, that is your highest good. Because the highest good of every human being is walking with God and being in agreement with him. Jesus said, if you follow me, he said this, if you lose your life, you will gain it. Amen. Now your life, what Jesus meant by that word life, is what you desire, what you think, and how you feel. And you bring that and you give God your whole life. And what's the result? Well, the result is you get a new kind of a life. But not only that, Jesus said if you lose your life, you will gain it. In other words, you find out who you really are when you walk to God. When you walk with God, when you bring him your life and you submit your life to him, you find out who you really are. I read just recently, 70% of the box office hits at the cinema are the kind of movies, interestingly enough, they're the ones I don't really like. They're the ones about supernatural heroes, like Thor and Avatar and all of these things. I hope they're heroes. But anyway, these are the box office hits because people want something powerful in their lives. They don't want to just live the mundane, boring life. They want life to be something beyond the ordinary. And this is also, this is God's desire for us because He is beyond the ordinary. One thing you know about God is He is not boring. I remember when I came to the Lord, I was 20 years old, when I answered the call, who wants to give their life to Jesus? And I came forward, I had listened to what had been said, I came forward and I was crying. But it wasn't because I was broken, it wasn't because I was remorse, it was because I thought, now it's going to be the beginning of the most boring existence. I did really think that but I thought that's better than going to hell. So I came forward and I surrendered my life to God. And I think a lot of times that God must have really been smiling when He saw my thoughts. Now is going to be so boring because I haven't been bored in 42 years. I haven't had time. I don't even know how to be bored anymore. Because life with God is beyond the ordinary. I grew up in a church situation. I went to church every Sunday when I was a kid. And growing up in America, I'm American, by the way. I know you wouldn't have never guessed that if I didn't say it, so I always have to tell people. But growing up in the 60s in America, I went the same route as many in my generation. I got into drugs, went to San Francisco, got into music community, and that was where I was at for that whole time until I was 20 years old. At 20, my life was totally broken. My mind was completely a mess. I couldn't even read a book. I'd start a sentence, and by the time I got to the end of the sentence, I didn't remember how it began, and I tried it again. My mind was totally messed up. And then I came. One night I was arrested for possession of drugs in Southern California. And the same night, my best friend was in a small church and he gave his life to Jesus. I was in jail and through a miracle, I got out of jail. And I went home and the first thing I heard was we lived in a house. There was about 10 people that lived there and about 20 people that thought they did. And I came into the house and the first thing I heard was, look out, because Rick, that was his name, Rick got religious. And so I had had this kind of experience with God while I was in jail because I had prayed to God. This was a riot. I was in this jail surrounded by these really serious criminals. And I prayed, and I had never really prayed before. But I prayed, and I said, God, and I didn't like whisper it to myself like that. I prayed like loud on my knees, and I said, God, if you'll get me out of this mess, I'm yours. And then The jailer comes to the door, calls my name, and tells me I'm free to go. Come on. What a way to start. But see, the night before, I was lying on my bed in a jail cell. And God spoke to me. And it was really interesting because my mind had been incoherent for months. And all of a sudden, for the first time in months, my mind was completely clear. I could think clearly. And the reason that that happened was because God wanted what I was going to hear Him speaking to my heart. He wanted me to know this was not just some drug experience. And then God spoke to my heart. And if you would have told me God is going to speak to you tonight, I probably would have tried to run and hide. Because I knew if God had something to say to me, it wasn't going to be good. And there I was, lying on my bed, and all of a sudden I'm totally sober. And God speaks to my heart, and He said, "You have had your life in your own hands until now, and you've made a ruin of it. Now, I'm going to show you what real life is. I'm going to give you a new life." And the next day, I prayed and I said, "God, if you get me out of here, I'm yours." And He got me out of there right away. So when I came home and they said to me, "Look out, Rick got religious," I was majorly nervous. Because especially, he comes in the room, he doesn't even say hello to me, he just throws a track on my lap and says, "Jesus loves you," and walks away. And I'm there with this, and I'm thinking, I have to really go through with this. And then he explained to me what happened to him. And he invited me to come to a meeting. Maybe you're here today because somebody invited you to come. Maybe you don't know Jesus yet, but you're here because someone cared about you enough to invite you to come. But you're also here because you also know that your life has to be more than just living and dying and doing some things in between. We're all human beings. We all know in our hearts that we're created for much more than what we see around us. We're created for a life with God. We're created to walk with Him. We're created to have a relationship with Him. This is the way it has been from the very beginning. But sin has come into this world, messed everything up, caused us to have the wrong picture of God. It caused us to run away from God. I know I ran away from God my whole life because I didn't know who He really was. But on that night in Southern California, in a very small church, when I gave my life to Jesus, He came into my life and He changed everything. One step at a time. But one thing happened. There was a revolution starting in my life. The Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, the old things are gone. The new things have come. He is a new creation.
Amen.
Sin came into the world, but that was not the end of the story. God came into history as a man, died on the cross, paying the price for us so that we could be restored to the relationship with God. Jesus took our sins, the Bible says, so that He could bring us back to God.
Amen.
The good news that we have to preach is so much better than just believe in Jesus so you'll go to heaven when you die or won't go to hell when you die. The message that God has given us for the world is be reconciled to God.
Amen.
We have the opportunity of having a relationship with God.
Yeah.
Even though sin has destroyed that, God didn't let that destruction have the last word. He has the last word.
Amen.
And He came into this world, paid the price, and He rose from the dead to give us new life. Wow. I heard that when I was 20 years old. I had absolutely no Christian background in that sense. In our church where I grew up, they didn't preach Jesus. I don't know what they preached because I didn't listen. But it wasn't Jesus. And at 20, I heard that message for the first time, and I bowed my knees before God and I said, Jesus, come into my life. I need you. And I know this, that he's come into my life and he's brought healing in every area of my life. He's brought restoration in every area of my life. He's still working in my life to do that. But this is God's purpose. This is God's gift to us. God doesn't just want us to go to heaven when we die. He wants us to live now. Amen. The life that he came to give us. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, and that to the overflowing. He wants us to have that continual flow of life. He doesn't want to just come into your life to make your life better. He wants you to walk with him. And walking with him means you come and you give him your life. You may be a Christian here this morning. You may be a Christian for many years, but you may be at a place in your life right now where you know you need a new breakthrough. You need a new meeting with God. This is the great thing, that his arms are always open to us. You may have failed. You may have gotten caught in some kind of secret trap. I tell you this morning that there are people here this morning that want to pray with you. You may need a new infilling of the Holy Spirit, or you may need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized in the Holy Spirit for the first time. This is a great day. You may need a new release of the Spirit in your life this morning as you come and give him your life anew. Surrender yourself to him anew. Receive from him to be filled with the Holy Spirit. God is amazing. We sang that this morning. Your love amazes me. Everything about God amazes me. I like that song. I love everything you are. I love that. Everything God is good. Everything God is great. And he calls us to himself, and he calls us to share that life with him. I just ask you to stand up right now, and if I could have the worship team come on up. I just want to say, if there's anybody here this morning, maybe somebody brought you here as a guest, you don't know Jesus yet, you are a very important guest here this morning, because this church is all about reaching out to this community so that people that Jesus died for may experience the life of God. You may be at the end of your rope, and you may have come this morning, and you want to meet Jesus. You want to give him your life. Jesus came. He paid the price. He made the way. There's nothing that you have to add to that. The only thing that you do is you receive that. I just want to say this morning, if you have come this morning and maybe you just slipped in here by yourself and you heard this message, and maybe you didn't even understand everything that I was saying, but this one thing you do understand, you want to walk with God. You want to meet God. You want to come to Him this morning through Jesus Christ. The Bible gives us wonderful promises. And that is, anyone who is thirsty, come and drink. Anyone who wants to come, come. Wonderful promises from God. And this is all we basically have to do, is come. And as we come, we surrender our life to Him, and He gives us His life. What a trade. We give Him our lives, and He gives us His life. What an amazing thing. And I just want to ask you that if you would like to pray with us this morning, I want to give your life to Jesus Christ. I want to just ask you to just put your hand up, just like I'm putting my hand up right now. If there's anybody here this morning, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. You want to know what it means to be born anew, to be reborn on the inside. You want to know what it means to have a new life. I just ask you to raise your hand right where you are, because we want to pray with you. I'm not exactly sure how you do it here, but we would like to pray with you. We would like to join you, accompany you as you give your life to Jesus. So I'm going to ask you, if you would like to give your life to Jesus Christ this morning, I'm going to ask you to just come on down here in the front so that we can pray with you. There'll be people here that will meet with you, that will accompany you in that prayer. Is there anybody here? You brought a friend with you this morning. I want to just say to that person, are you ready to give your life to Jesus? If there's anybody here this morning that knows they need a fresh breakthrough with God, like I said, maybe you've been caught in a trap. Maybe you've been making wrong decisions for a long period of time. And you want to turn around this morning. You want to come to Jesus and surrender your life anew to Him. Let's make room for you this morning to just come on down in the front. So I want to pray for you. I know that my life has been radically impacted at times where I have answered a call and have met with God and have released my life to Him anew. This is an opportunity for you this morning. You want to give your life to Jesus for the first time, or if you want to give your life to Jesus for the 100th time, just coming to Him and saying, Jesus, here I am. I am giving my life freshly into your hands. I want to walk with you. I want to come out of everything that's been holding me back. And I want to walk with you this morning. Just feel free to come up here in the front, because we want to pray with you. If you have a sickness in your body, Jesus paid the price for us to be healed. He bore our sicknesses, carried our griefs, carried our pains. There's no thing that the enemy and sin has brought into this world that Jesus didn't pay to redeem us from. There's not a single thing, there's not a single part of what it means to live in an imperfect world that Jesus didn't come to pay the price for us. He paid the price for every area of our life, that we could be restored in our spirits, souls, and bodies. He wants to bring healing and restoration into every part of your being. I told you that when I came to the Lord, my mind was totally broken. As I came to Jesus, He healed my brain. He restored dead brain cells so that I could think again. He does miracles in our lives. We have a God who does the extraordinary because He is extraordinary. We have a God that goes beyond what we can do, what we can bring up, what we can make work. And He brings His supernatural power into our lives. If you need healing in any part of your being this morning, I want to ask you to come forward because we want to pray for you. If you would like to receive the Holy Spirit this morning, maybe it's a new, maybe you become dry and you just know, I need to be refilled with the Holy Spirit. That's allowed. We can be filled many times. If you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit for the first time, you need a breakthrough in your in speaking in other languages that you haven't learned, prayer language, come forward because we want to pray with you. I think what I'm trying to say is whatever the need is, there's not a need that God does that God says, no, that I don't do that. He does everything. He's interested in every part of our lives. I have the feeling there's somebody here this morning that has a tremendous financial need. God wants to release a blessing in your life this morning. He wants to bring about a financial miracle for you. And He's asking you to just come and receive from Him. I'm going to pray a prayer, but if there's people in the church that do this, pray for the people, then just go ahead and come forward and just start ministering to these people. Jesus, I thank You that You have come that we might have life and have life to the overflowing. You've come to bring us out of darkness into Your wonderful light. And You want Your light shining in every part of our beings. Father, I pray for anyone here this morning that is coming for the first time. Pray that this person has a tremendous breakthrough into Your presence, into Your power. And that Your power comes into every part of his or her life in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank You for miracles this morning. Miracles of healing. I thank You for healing sick bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break every power of depression over anyone's life in this room, in Jesus' name. Whether you've come forward here or not, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every spirit and power of depression in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank You for combating right now a mentality of defeatism in someone's life right now in Jesus' name. Someone's saying right now, I've tried this before, it didn't work. I break that in the name of Jesus and I release in you a new hope. I release in you a new ability to dream. I release in you. I see a ray of light breaking through the clouds in your life right now. Breaking in the name of Jesus. I pray for this person that has a financial pressure on their life right now. And I release a financial miracle in Jesus' name. in the name of Jesus, a financial miracle. I thank you for people being filled with the Holy Spirit right now. Filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit coming and filling their lives, filling their bodies, filling their spirit, filling their souls. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for people surrendering to you this morning. Surrendering their lives to you. Putting everything in your hands and receiving from you. I break every spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. I release you from fear because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I release in you right now a spirit of power. I release in you a spirit of a sound mind. Take authority over every distortion of thinking. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just release a healing of every chemical imbalance in the name of Jesus. Healing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give you the glory, O God. Give you the praise, O God. I pray for people this morning whose lives have been devastated by the use of drugs and alcohol. They've come to you, but there's still the footsteps left, still the tracks left. I totally destroy those tracks in Jesus' name. Every residue of destruction in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing to brain cells. I speak restoration to body cells. I speak new generation in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Just lift your hands up to the Lord right now, wherever you are. Just lift your hands up to Him and just begin to thank Him and praise Him for His life inside of you. Just surrender anew to Him and say, Lord, here I am. I belong to You. Everything I am, everything I have, it all belongs to You. I want to walk with You. I want to bring You into my life where I live, everywhere where I am. I want to bring You. I want to make room for You. I want to release Your power through my life in this world that I live in. In the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank You for equipping Your people as they go out of this room today. They go into this week. They're going in with a new equipping of You. They're going into this week. And You're going to open up doors for them miraculously. You're going to give them the boldness to speak Your word without fear. And through their hands to release miracles of healing and deliverance for people in need in Jesus' name. I thank You for the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news that is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. We just receive that in our spirits in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.